Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. We appreciate you, our Father. We give you the glory. We do not take this for granted. We thank you for another opportunity to be among the living too. We slept and woke us because you sustained us, the pillar of our life, the lover of our soul. We appreciate you. We say thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the journey so far, from the beginning of the year to this hour. It's not by power, it has not been by might. It has been your grace that has kept us. Your spirit has been our shield and our buckler. Your grace has kept us moving. You've been our help. You've shielded us. You've provided for us. You fought our battles for us. You won the battle for us. You gave us victory. You've been the one leading us through the journey of life. You did not allow the challenges of this world to overcome us. We thank you because though it seems overwhelming, but your grace has kept us. Your grace has never left us desolate. Lord, we appreciate you for this. We say thank you, Jesus. Our Father, one at in heaven, we say thank you. We lift up our eyes unto you. We say thank you, Jesus. We bow our heads down in adoration. We say thank you, Jesus. We magnify you. We say thank you, Jesus, for everything. Thank you, Jesus, for the past. Thank you, Jesus, for the present. Lord, we magnify you. You are worthy to be praised. May your name be glorified in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Today is the 30th day in the month of August 2025. We want to appreciate God because he's faithful. I want you to join me in this declaration as we proclaim this morning. The Lord is my shepherd, I will not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his namesake, in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, because the Lord is my light and my salvation, in the name of Jesus Christ. I lift up my eyes unto you, Lord. My help comes from you on a daily basis, in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is my daily sustenance. He goes before me. He is with me. He will never leave me nor forsake me, in the name of Jesus Christ. When the enemy arises before me, the Lord raises a standard against them, in the name of Jesus Christ. The fire of the Lord goes before me. The fire of God is beside me, inside me, and behind me, to become my shield on all sides, in the name of Jesus. I declare my lifting in the name of Jesus Christ. I am lifted above my enemies. I am lifted above anything that tries to pull me down, in the name of Jesus. I am lifted above my past. I am lifted above my errors and mistakes, because the blood of Jesus has set me free, in the name of Jesus Christ. I arise over every unbelief in my life, in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive the grace to be obedient to the words of the Lord at all times, so that I can achieve and get the fulfillment of my prophecies in Jesus' name. I am helped of the Lord on a daily basis, in the name of Jesus. My daily bread comes from the Lord, in the name of Jesus. I am sustained in the grace of the Lord. I am sustained in the word of the Lord. I am sustained in the presence of the Lord. I am sustained in the wisdom of the Lord. I am sustained in the knowledge of the Lord, and victory is my portion, in the name of Jesus. I receive strength. I receive power. I receive grace. I receive counsel. I receive the fear of God to do that which is written in the volume of books concerning me, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name of prayer, amen. Good morning once again. We want to appreciate God for how far he has helped us in the journey of prophecy. We started the topic for prophecy last week, and God has been helping us so far. We are using this medium to appreciate God for how far he has opened our eyes in this journey of prophecy, and we do not take it for granted. We bless his holy name for this. In Jesus' name of prayer, amen. Our Father in the Lord has said a lot of things about prophecy, and today what we'll be talking about is ignorance in prophecy. We are talking about ignorance in prophecy. I will start with this. The journey of becoming the prophecy that has been said ahead of you, it's not child's play. I want you to know, either you are aware or not aware, there is no life without prophecy. No matter how bad a life may look, or no matter how bad a life has been termed by the people of the world, no matter how the life of a person has been called, has been described in the negative way by people, there is a prophecy over you. There is a prophecy over the person. In this journey of prophecy, it is a journey of growth. And if the person refuses to grow to becoming that person that is supposed to fit into that prophecy, God will not be blamed, because God will never manipulate things for anybody, because He is a God of justice and He expects us to grow to that level. Because anybody that tries to maneuver his way to the place where he's supposed to be and refuses the journey, refuses the process of getting to through the progress to get there, the person will mishandle it. The person will fall into error. The person will fall into disaster. I would like to start with this Bible verse. It says, "My people perish because they lack knowledge." Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. It says, "My people are doomed because they do not acknowledge me." Ignorance is lack of knowledge or information. Anybody that lacks information, that lacks knowledge, the person is ignorant. So, "My people are doomed because they do not acknowledge me." Ignorance is a refusal of acknowledgement. Acknowledgement means to admit, to allow, to concede. That means to yield and surrender to the truth. Anyone that refuses to yield and surrender to the truth is ignorant, because he or she has refused to acknowledge that truth in the Word of God. Every destruction is as a result of refusal to yield or surrender to the truth that the Word of God has over the person's life. Our refusal to yield and surrender to that which God has said concerning you, to that prophecy that has been said of you, leads to destruction if the person refuses. I want us to go to Galatians chapter 6 verse 7. We said, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps whatever he sows." I am reading it from NIV. "A man reaps whatever he sows. Do not be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you have planted." In the journey of prophecy, there is a time of sowing and it is a time for harvesting. If you refuse to sow, don't expect to harvest. And if you decide to sow wrongly, you should expect to what? Reap and harvest wrongly. Do not be deceived. Don't be led astray. Don't fool yourself, because God cannot be fooled. In the journey of fulfilling our prophecy, ignorance is not allowed. Ignorance is not accepted. So don't choose to fool yourself. Don't make a mistake on your part, because God cannot be fooled. I want us to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11. It says, "Do not be ignorant of the devices of the devil. Do not allow the devil to outsmart you. Do not allow the devil to take advantage of you. Do not allow the devil to take better part of you. Do not allow the devil to snatch that prophecy by preventing you in becoming the fulfillment of that prophecy. That is the purpose of your existence. Do not allow the devil to win anything from you because of your ignorance. Do not allow the devil to take the upper hand in your life because of ignorance. Do not allow yourself to be exploited by the devil, because the devil has a lot of schemes readily available to kick against that prophecy that has been said ahead of you. I want us to go to Matthew chapter 11 verse 12. It says, "From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven," that is the prophecy that has been said regarding you, "has been subject to violence, and the violent people have been raiding it." So before you can have your portion, you have to be violent to take your own portion. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, has been forcefully advancing, has been going forward strongly. The kingdom of God has been going forward in strength. The kingdom of God has been bursting forth, but the violent men seize it by force. The violent men take it by force. The violent men take control by force. The violent men hold it, receive it by the power of God. The violent men sought it with the most ardent zeal and intense exertion. So for you not to choose to be ignorant, for you not to allow the scheme of the devil, which ignorance is part of it, to prevent you from becoming that prophecy that has been said of you, you have to take the strength of God to be violent to fight against it. The kingdom of God is not for lazy people. The kingdom of God is not for weakling. The kingdom of God is not for the fearful. The kingdom of God is for the courageous, the bold, who are ready to dare, not in their strength, but in the strength of God. Because the Bible says, not by power, nor by might, but by the Spirit of the Lord, says the Lord. I want us to begin to pray the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive knowledge. I receive wisdom. I receive insight over every ignorance, every veil of ignorance that has prevented me from becoming that which you have said, that has prevented me from going through the process, through the progress of becoming that prophecy that you have said concerning me. The Lord, every of those veil, in the name of Jesus, I tear them off. By the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, the fire of the Lord consumes it in the name of Jesus. The Bible says the veil of the temple tore into pieces, that in the name of Jesus, every veil of ignorance, I tear you in the name of Jesus Christ. I use the blood of Jesus to wash away every ignorance clouding my sight, clouding my heart, clouding my understanding. I tear them, I pull them down by the power that is in the name of Jesus Christ. I want us to use this Bible verse to pray. Deuteronomy 28:13 said, the Lord will make you the head, not the tail. You will always be on top, never at the bottom, if you pay attention to the command of the Lord your God. I want us to say this prayer. I receive the grace of obedience in the name of Jesus Christ, in actualizing my prophecy, in becoming my prophecy, in fulfilling my prophecy. I receive the obedience of the Lord from the throne of grace in the name of Jesus Christ. I choose not to be disobedient. I receive strength to be obedient in the name of Jesus. I receive the Spirit of the Lord upon me in the name of Jesus to be obedient in Jesus' name. Amen. I want us to pray this prayer that I receive spiritual insight to come out of every ignorance hindering me in fulfilling my prophecy in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive spiritual insight in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive spiritual knowledge, spiritual eye-opening. Paul said that our eyes of understanding will be open. I receive that spiritual insight to come out of every ignorance in dreaming from fulfilling the prophecy that has been said ahead of me in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want us to say this prayer again. I receive wisdom for victory over every scheme the devil is using against me from progressing in the journey of fulfilling God's prophecy over my life in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive the wisdom for victory. I receive the knowledge for victory. I receive the insight for victory. I receive the counsel for victory in the name of Jesus Christ over every scheme, over every devices that the devil is using against me from progressing in the journey of fulfilling God's prophecy over my life in the name of Jesus. As the Lord helps you, you can go into the place of prayer and ask for more wisdom, more prayer points regarding this. The Lord, I choose not to be ignorant in the place of my prophecy in the name of Jesus Christ. I refuse to fool myself. I refuse to be misled. I refuse to choose foolishness. I choose the wisdom of the Lord. The wisdom of the Lord replaces every foolishness I have gained over time. I have entered into over time, that I have slept over with over time, that I have dwelt and dined with over time. I reject it for my life. I receive insight in the name of Jesus. I will not be ignorant in the name of Jesus, because I have the Spirit of God in me. The Spirit of God delivers me. The Spirit of God breaks every shackles, breaks every yoke of ignorance clouding my life in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name of prayer, we receive testimonies regarding our prayers concerning this in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name of prayer. I just want to use this medium to encourage you, every one of us, that the kingdom of God is at hand. Our Lord Jesus Christ is coming back very soon. Nobody knows the hour, nobody knows the time. But the Bible said, he that thinketh he stand, let him take it, lest he falls. It is not by our power. We are the righteousness of God. It is in his righteousness that we glory. And it is his righteousness that makes us fit for the kingdom of God. I pray that as we walk in the obedience of the instruction God has given us, the Lord will teach us to continually live our life, to grow, to become like Christ, so that we will be fit for his kingdom in the name of Jesus. And for those who do not have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, accept Jesus into your life. Cry to God in the level you are. God deals with everybody according to his or her own level. He is interested in you. He loves you. He wants you to come unto him for your own good, not for his own good, so that you'll be redeemed from the eternal damnation. I pray in the name of Jesus, we will not fall into damnation. In the name of Jesus, we will choose to follow God. We will choose to live our life for God. I will partakers of this glorious kingdom in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend.